Hi, I'm Daryl.
I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Mike, and this is Forgotten Failures, the podcast where we find an obscure movie, whether it's out of print on DVD or never on DVD or otherwise obscure, and we watch it and decide whether it deserves to be obscure. For this week, we watched a silent movie, so in honor of that, we are going to have a silent podcast.
That's right. See you in 20 minutes.
No, this is boring.
We watched a silent film.
The Movies Silently blog suggested that a bunch of blogs should write about short films. So I found this silent short film, and we watched it. And it's called Spanking Breezes.
This is not a movie about punishing Chris Brown. That's what I was under the impression.
Yeah, much to our disappointment, but it was still very enjoyable. Yeah,
it was enjoyable. It was a short film, 20
yes.
minutes long.
Yeah, this is a two-reeler from 1926.
And it's a movie about family. Mm-hmm. It's a movie about a young couple who's recently married but still living with one of the in-laws.
Yes.
It also has, yeah, I think it's a man, his new wife, his brother, and his brother's wife, and then his parents, and then there's a baby.
The man has two sisters, and then he's married to
the brother-in-law.
Alice. The star of the film is Alice Day.
In any case, there is one older parental mm-hmm. couple.
Yeah.
There is one weird, creepy uncle.
Yeah.
Dumb
yeah.
uncle. Mm-hmm. There are two sets of young couples and a yeah. baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. We don't know whose baby it is.
It's really hard to keep track of like anything in this movie. Mm-hmm. I think it's hard when it's a silent movie.
Well, it was very madcap.
Yeah. They don't go into who. They don't really care to explain anybody's background or anything like that. It just is. You walk into something that just is.
Yeah. You have Alice's brother, Alice's mother, and a kid.
A kid.
And then Alice's husband and his two sisters.
Yeah,
and everyone carries a kid. Kid's being carried by everyone.
And this kid is a terror. This might not be anybody's kid. This kid is awful. Yeah.
It's a 3-year-old too.
The kid makes his debut on screen by first being shaken by someone, by an adult, and then the kid subsequently punches that adult in the face a couple times.
Yeah.
And then it is like, I want a dink of water. And then gets water and then throws it into this adult's face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The kid's like 2 or 3 and it's just an absolute terror.
You mean absolute awesome kid.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the kid did get the shit shaken out of her. She's probably half mad at this point.
But... Yeah, probably.
Yeah, we were looking at this actress who played a 3-year-old in this movie. This is her third film of 76 films she was in between ages 3 and 8.
Good for her.
Oh, and then, like everyone else in this movie, except Roger Moore, her career ended at the end of the silent era. And she is not still alive. She died in 2003 at the age of 90. The age of 80, sorry.
Lived a long life.
Yeah, so nobody in this film is now alive. Sigh.
So essentially what happens is the one young couple gets a call from a friend, I'm assuming, and they're like, hey, you want a yacht for a week?
Yeah, these people are clearly loaded. Their house has statues in it.
Yeah, they're getting pictures taken in their house.
And their friends are letting them use their yacht. So mm-hmm. they're connected.
Yeah. He seems to be a Yale man, I would guess. And when he gets the news that they're going to rent the yacht, he starts jitterbugging.
Yeah.
Remember that?
That was pretty fancy. Yeah.
So they get on the yacht.
I assumed he was dancing because he thought he was going to be alone with his wife.
Right.
Yeah, I think that was a sex dance.
Well, yeah, they even said something along the lines of, no parents, no family. We're just going to be on this yacht together.
No family, no parents, no condoms. It's going to be great.
Yeah. And then
In the words of Mickey Mouse, oh, boy! When they get on the ship, the family is there.
Much to their dismay. There's no warning. I don't know how people did this pre-Facebook, but they somehow found out where they were going. And I don't know how you do that without the internet, how you stalk somebody. But the family successfully stalked this couple into somehow getting onto the boat before they did.
Yeah.
And so they're all there, and the young couple's upset because, they can't do it, really, with their family around.
Yeah.
The boat's kind of small for a yacht.
And there are, 8 people in this family.
Yeah, it's kind of small for all the people on board. But, this is the 20s. Who cares about, boat safety? Just everybody on.
Yeah, and they spent some time trying to catch fish for dinner.
That's right.
They do not do so successfully.
but they do.
At the end, but they at first they're not trying to catch fish; they're trying to take pictures The wacky uncle,
Cousin Hugo,
falls into the water and catches a lobster by the lobster biting his butt.
Yep.
So he brings a lobster on board. He goes down to the main room of the yacht.
Still struggling with this lobster.
And the grandfather, father figure, comes out with a pot that's already boiling. Handily. And
he's always prepared.
And they just somehow fling the lobster from the dude's butt into the boiling water, which is
where it stays forever because they never eat it. They do eat food, but not this lobster.
Yeah, they eat spaghetti. after they had caught a large tuna and a lobster.
Yeah, Cousin Hugo was in the water and he was wrestling with his fish and eventually beat it to death.
Yeah.
And he punched it. He even said it. I had to punch it in his nose.
Yeah.
And the kisser.
Because, I mean, at first, they weren't really doing a very good job of fishing. Fishing for them consisted of one guy holding a fishing rod and just kind of just swinging it at the water like a baseball bat, just kind of swinging. And,
he was trying to crack a whip.
Yeah, it wasn't just a lot. I mean, and then eventually it fell into the water, so he picked up another one and started doing the same thing.
And then little Myrtle came up on the deck, and she is annoyed by this pathetic fishing display.
Yes.
So she picks up a hammer, and she hits him in the butt with it.
Yep, knocks him into the wawas.
Mm-hmm.
And then goes back under deck.
Yeah.
So I think this is the fourth time somebody's fallen in the water in this movie, and there are so many to come.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, one thing that was funny is when...
How the boat doesn't really leave the docks. Oh, wait.
When the young couple first gets, before they find out that the family's waiting for them in the yacht... When they're first given the yacht by whoever is keeping it at the harbor or whatever, the dude's like, "Hey, have you ever been on a yacht, done yachting stuff?" And the young man is like, "I know everything about boating. My people came over on the Mayflower." Mind you, this is 200-ish years after, this is taking place. He knows shit about boats. He doesn't know shit. His great-great-grandparents might have been involved in that crowd.
Well, he's primed for a comeuppance because...
So he knows a lot about 200-year-old boats is the thing.
This is a sailboat. It has rigging. It has a tiller. It has all that stuff you have on a sailboat. Just like the Mayflower. So there were a lot of madcap hijinks on the boat.
Lots of slapped sticks. Mm-hmm. Lots of practice.
Lots of sticks were slapped.
Yeah, when Alice Day's pants were pulled off... That led to several pants-related gags.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see her running around in her shorts.
She, for some reason, just couldn't manage to get her pants on without somebody walking in, so she had to either fake having pants on or rig gigantic pants into a skirt that didn't quite fit.
Yes, because she decided to wear a pair of pants that were too big. They just ended up looking like a pencil skirt a weird attachment on it.
Yep. She decided to put both legs in one leg
of the
skirt.
They're actually tandem skirts. It was a thing in the 20s. It didn't really take off, but tandem skirts were a thing for one.
Oh, yeah. It's the reason why many women go to the bathroom together. Yeah. Because you had to back then.
Well, that's why that's how they sold them that way. If someone realized they're going to the bathroom together anyway, why don't just put them in the same skirt.
Exactly.
Yeah, they use the buddy system.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, so these pants belong to
a lot safer back then.
The overweight mother, played by actress Sunshine Hart, which is her real name.
Was
it Sunny Day? Sunshine, Sunshine
Her name Hart. Is Sunshine Hart.
Sunshine Hart. What's the other one?
She won a Frank Zappa.
The star of the movie is Alice Day, and her sister, Marceline Day, was also a star of the Max Sennett productions.
Oh.
I've never heard the name Marceline applied to a real person, just that vampire cartoon girl.
Me too. I thought that was the only Marceline.
So Alice Day is the star of the show here, and all the other people were in various other movies with her. The guy who plays her brother was at one point her husband in a different movie, and her father in a different movie.
Okay.
Yeah, and her brother is the guy with the mustache, and he is amazing at doing stunts.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, this is a guy named Roger Moore, who was performing as Joe Young, because I guess he didn't want to be confused with the more famous Roger Young. Moore, who hadn't been born yet.
Or the famous gorilla that hadn't existed yet.
Yeah, he had more box office appeal.
Yes, stunts were essentially, we're going to do this thing, and then if you live, then it was a stunt.
Yeah.
There's this part where they get off the boat, they're already, angry. Everybody's yelling at each other, fighting.
Yeah, it's just been a big slugfest.
Yeah, just everybody just punching. The baby's punching people. Everybody's punching people, and you get where this baby's get. She's learning it from. She can't help herself. Yeah. Her family's awful, and so he stands to, I guess, pontificate to the family. Yeah, he
stands on one of the big wooden pilings, I think they're called, that you attach ropes to.
Yeah, and without really realizing that there's a rope attached to it, and there's a boat that's taking off that hasn't taken that rope off. Mm-hmm. And so the pylon,
the wooden post.
Yeah, the wooden post gets pulled out from under him, and he falls off the edge of the dock or the harbor.
Into the water. He is a hair's breadth away from smacking his face on the dock.
Yeah, if he has hit his chin on this on the wooden dock from falling from like 10 feet up, including the height of himself, he would have really hurt himself.
Yeah, he easily could have died as he fell in the water afterwards and probably would have drowned.
I doubt that this dock was actually made of foam rubber. That seems unlikely.
It didn't look like it was.
No, I thought it was concrete. It looked like concrete.
No, I think it was wood, but...
The pylon was made out of wood.
The pylon was wood, but I think the actual what they were standing on was concrete.
So we can see that he put his hands on the dock like to cushion himself just in case he hit his face against it.
And it literally is like he hits the dock with his hands and pushes himself away before his face hits the
dock. Was so impressive that we actually rounded back just so we could watch it because it happened so quickly and he recovers so nicely. Like he doesn't seem shaken at all. He's a braver man than I.
Yeah, well, these guys, I guess they were doing these, like, pratfalls and stuff on vaudeville all the time.
Because
he was also involved in a relatively long boxing match with the husband. And at one point, when they're hitting each other, and they look like real punches, but they're not. And he really, like, bends backwards really far, very acrobatically, with the punch that eventually knocks him out.
Yeah, he's got a real Matrix move.
Yeah.
In there, he just bends back.
The original Matrix.
Yeah, so Roger Moore / Joe Young is good at this stuff.
Yeah. It was, that's essentially the movie. The end is really the kisser. I really love that.
Yeah, as this family is, like, fighting on the dock and the brother narrowly escapes death, the family just
they leave him.
They don't care.
He's in the water. He's about, I don't know, maybe, like, 6-10 feet from being able to grab anything to get himself out because it's like there's a drop.
Yeah, they just don't save him.
And they leave him because they see there's a priest that's like, hey, come over.
The sailor's mission.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. He's on the wharf.
You want peace? I got peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he doesn't put the two fingers up. There's a sign with the word peace on it.
Yeah.
And he points to it and he says, peace? You ever considered that?
Yeah. So the family just leaves this person in the water. They all go in. The guy somehow gets out of the water. He's so super wet. He is completely saturated. Mm-hmm. And they all go in to the
little bitty church.
The church for 1 second. The doors close.
Yes.
1 second later, the doors open. And
the doors burst open.
They burst open. Everybody's fighting their way out.
Everybody's somehow hitting each other with a handbag.
The priest has a black eye.
Yeah. His clothes are ripped off.
And at the end, the main woman...
Alice Day.
Yeah, Alice Day just rips the peace sign hanging above the church off and then hands it to him.
Yeah, she breaks it.
She breaks it off.
Breaks over her knee like Randy Macho Man Savage or something.
Yeah. Like, just like, fuck you and your stupid fucking church. My family still sucks. This kid's going to be a terror.
Yeah, she was clearly...
I'm never going to have sex with my husband.
Yeah, this kid was clearly the ancestor of the problem child from the movie of the same name from our childhood.
Yeah, yes. I think... I think the thing is that, like, this married couple, I don't think they've actually maybe had sex yet because they talk about how their marriage is so new and she's still so uncomfortable with him that she still calls him Mr.
That was a joke.
But still.
Yeah, the very first title card made us laugh. It said, once upon a time there were two families that lived in a house and didn't fight. Now you tell one.
There was good comedy that worked. Just good solid, like, this is how jokes work.
It did. Like, I think the first gag where you see this little kid, they're getting ready to take the picture and they're lining up that old powder, the flash photography.
Yeah.
So you know they line a little bit up on the tray. The kid decides to take the bottle and just like put the whole bottle up in this tray. So when they go to light, it just explodes.
Yeah. Cousin Hugo, the photography aficionado. He explodes.
Yeah, he just gets, and then he kind of stands up and writes himself as like a piece of ceiling falls on him.
That explosion was great. And when they first introduced little Myrtle, she's like punching her fist into her other hand.
And at first it looks kind of cute, and then you realize like, no.
Oh no, she's serious. She's ready to go. She is Jersey Shore ready.
Yeah.
At like 2.5.
You were comparing this to the Kardashians, right?
I wasn't.
Maybe somebody else was. Somebody who's not here right now.
Well,
you are here, sorry.
Our muse. Our silent partner.
Mm-hmm.
No, this did get compared to Kardashians a little bit, because it was like this rich family who's dysfunctional, taking a vacation.
But they don't really go anywhere. The boat is like within a sight of the dock the entire time.
Yeah, it's all staged and scripted.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's exactly. There's no paparazzo.
Well, there's Cousin Hugo with all of his photographic equipment.
They bring their own paparazzi with them.
Yeah, and like he is always like about. He falls into the water at once when he has the photographic equipment, but he leaves that on the boat. And I think that's just because it was actual photographic equipment, and they didn't want it to fall in the water.
Yeah,
because
I mean that stuff probably was at least as much as the boat they were on.
Yeah.
And he got some great shots of dolphins leaping out of the water. That was pretty nice.
Yeah, they're actually pretty. They were nice for this time.
Yeah.
So I'm looking to see if I have any other notes here.
I don't really think there's much else to say about this movie. I think we really covered it. Because I think when there's no dialogue,
it was only 24 minutes long.
Yeah, I think when there's no dialogue,
it's a lot of facial expressions and exasperated looks and
there's not much in it. It's just that the scenes where there's like the really crazy fighting and that takes time.
And
just a really simple thing that happens, so it's not like there's a lot to talk about.
And the wacky dinner scene when they were all trying to eat spaghetti, but the boat was rocking, so it wouldn't descend from their forks into their mouths.
They were all having mom's spaghetti.
And vomiting on their sweaters, because there was a scene where all of them were vomiting out of the portholes.
They weren't, I don't know what happened, but they all got sick at the same time.
Yeah, first Alistair was blowing chunks.
They all got sick at the same time, and then Alistair goes up, on the boat and to barf from the side instead of out of the porthole.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the family, they start barfing out of the portholes, but then they decide to all go up at the same time and in unison, like they synchronize their barfing to all barf together.
Yeah.
The family that fights together barfs together.
Yeah.
1920 is such a crude time. They're just bathroom humor.
Just really bonded.
Yeah, I thought this might be the historic first appearance of actual vomit on film, but they didn't show it.
Yeah, no shown vomit, but lots of implied vomit.
Lots.
And synchronized implied vomit, which is interesting. Yeah. Well, on that note, I'd like to say spaghetti, 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 spaghetti.
Baby want dink water.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you do get to see Alistair use a straw to eat spaghetti. Just
that
like...
was smart. Because they were having a lot of problems eating the spaghetti because the boat was moving a lot. And they didn't know how to, work their...
They couldn't use gravity to get it into their mouths from above.
No, it was impossible.
Yeah, there was spaghetti, moving everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then Alistair is smart enough, and she's like, wait a minute, I can use a straw and suck the spaghetti up from my plate. And then, by the way, the spaghetti, no sauce. This was a plain spaghetti. This was like a budget trip. They had boiled lobster, caught some sort of a
giant
tuna,
fish,
and then
that was a big
and
fish.
Then decided to eat plain spaghetti.
And
now, one of the things that was really weird about this is this boat that seems to be a boat. So when you make boats, plan for things that boats do, like rock or move,
rock, roll.
But for some reason, they eat at a dinner table that is not attached to anything.
Yeah, it's not bolted down.
Yeah,
just slides around. And I noticed at one point, the kid was walking around, and the table was, at this point, it looked like they had decided to bolt it down because the gag was over. The table was, right at head level. This thing is just slamming against the wall.
Yeah.
All right, so,
and there's a child walking around.
Just walking around at head level.
Yeah, that could have been the end of 3-year-old actress Marianne Jackson. She could have never made those 40-hour gang shorts.
Well, they, So at first, because in the yacht, there's only one main room. It looks like there's a kitchen and one main room where they hang out.
About 50 hammocks hanging from the ceiling.
One main room where they hang out, and then later on, they bring out a table, a folding table from somewhere, but a nice one, and then they also sleep there. So it's a room that serves a lot of purpose. I still don't know why there's not a way to secure down a table.
Yeah.
There's, people who have, boats have been around long enough to know that this was a thing.
Yeah.
There's no excuse to not have shit secured in your boat. People know, boating at this point in time.
I think this was a prank played on. This was a prank played on Alice Day's husband by his wealthy, capricious Yale classmate.
That's a lot.
Go out on my yacht. Everything's gonna get screwed up. You're gonna come back, and we're gonna have a big laugh about it.
Maybe there was a drama before this movie, a prequel drama, where...
I don't think Max Sennett made any dramas.
Where Alice Day is his friend's, girlfriend, or, is someone that his friend wants to, go out with, and then this dude pops in, and then pops Alice Day, and they get married, and so he's like, I need to think of a fucking plan.
Talented Mr. Ripley.
He's like, I need to think of a plan, I'm gonna get revenge, I'm gonna invite them to be on my yacht.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna invite their family without them knowing it, and then they're gonna have to spend this entire time on my yacht, and I'm gonna take all the ways to secure things out from this. I think that this is probably a bigger.
Yeah, but
I think that there might be a prequel and a. Yeah,
unlike Old Boy, sequel. We don't get to the end of this movie where the whole plot is revealed.
Yeah.
You know, something else, when they're first getting onto the boat, Alistair and her husband, the, like, dock hand they're talking to is a black guy.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I thought that was, I mean, you know, Birth of a Nation wasn't that long ago, and...
Yeah.
Granted, not that any black people would have wanted to be in Birth of a Nation, but it was kind of a thing where, you know, you didn't cast black people, you just cast white people in blackface.
Well, yes.
Not only he had, well, it wouldn't be a speaking role, but he does interact with another character in a meaningful way.
I think they shake hands.
As though he's a human being as well, right?
I know, it seems like...
But they're both human beings. I know.
How far we've come since
I think Birth if there was, like, a Bechdel test for black dudes...
Yeah.
It would pass that.
Not really. As far as the actual Bechdel test, it didn't pass because there was no dialogue. But
there's no buts.
But in the pre-Bechdel test, it passed in that there were women in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it passed the 1920s Bechdel test, which is that there was more than one woman who was wearing pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Why not?